Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. Also brought to you by PixWise. PixWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PixWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the US? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contests. With over $30,000 up for grabs over the season, you need to go to oddscrowd.com to sign up today. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN is giving you the chance to win $100,000 on NFL Week 1 exclusively on the SGPN app. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my additional content over at my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. That is where you can find the European show. We have Serie A this season. It's replacing Das Bundesliga, but this Bundesliga is still available over at the European show, along with La Liga and other European leagues. Over at the European show, I look across the fixtures all across Europe and I narrow it down to just six or seven picks that I like, and I talk about them on the podcast. So that is the European show over at lockbetting.com, a service that has provided 99 months in a row of transparent track profit, and we are well on course for our 100th after destroying the US Open tennis tournament. We are already 13 units up for the month and heading for that 100th month of profit, but it's not too late for you to join to get the NFL futures and the Champions League futures for this month and all of the other plays that we are giving out. Just head over to lockbetting.com and sign up for the month of September. The earlier you do it, the more content you get, because Patreon will bill you again on October the 1st, so make sure you get as much content as you can, and namely the NFL futures with NFL Week 1 on Sunday, and of course the Champions League, which begins next Tuesday. Speaking of the Champions League, we have released a Champions League future show giving you guys an entire week to listen to it before the Champions League starts on Tuesday, and on Monday we will be looking at the Match Day 1 games on a separate podcast right here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. To make sure you get all of my content, subscribe to the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That will of course get you the EPL show as well, and you can go back and listen to a Cristiano Ronaldo special. The former Juve player is now signed for Man United, and there are special markets for his Manchester United signing. He makes his debut tomorrow against Newcastle, and I am actually here in Manchester already as I'm going to the game tomorrow. So I want to get to bed, so let's move on with the Serie A picks here for this week. We're going to begin with the 5 o'clock kickoff, and what is the game of the week, actually, in my opinion here, with Napoli hosting Juve, who've had a very, very poor start to the season, and that's why Napoli here are the 13 to 10 favourites to win this game. It's 23 to 10 on the draw, and Juve are available here at 17 to 10. I don't see things getting better here for Juve, especially off an international break. I don't see why things would get better here for Juve. Napoli have won both their games, scoring twice in each, whereas Juve have failed to win 5 of 6 visits to the top 7 last season. And that's what Napoli are, and they will be again. Napoli are now unbeaten in 11 Serie A games, and the hosts have won 9 of their last 12 home league games, drawing just 3. So when you look at the statistical data here, it very much points towards Napoli. I'm looking at a Juve team who have started the season by blowing a 2-0 lead against Udinese and then losing inexplicably at home to Empoli. They come back here off an international break. So it's not like Allegri's had time to sort out the issues here that Juve have had, which is why they've only got 1 point from the first 6 games. I don't see how that changes. And this isn't the game to change it. Coming up here against a Napoli team who are unbeaten in 11 at Serie A and have such a formidable home record, winning 75% of their last 12 home games and being unbeaten in the rest of them. I just think this is a very, very difficult game. I just don't think Juve are going to win it. To be a little bit safer, I'm going to take Napoli here in the pick market. You obviously have to lay a little bit more juice, but I think that's juice that's worth laying, because obviously if it's a draw, you end up with the push. Napoli here are available at 7-10 in that market, and I think that represents value because I really don't see this team losing this game against a Juve team who are clearly out of sync and may even be looking ahead to the Champions League as well. But they have very little time to prepare for both this game and the Champions League, and especially coming off such a poor start to the season, I don't think Allegri is going to have time to fix it here in time for this trip to Napoli. Up next, we have the late game on Saturday. It's Atalanta versus Fiorentina. Atalanta available here at 8-13. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 17-4 on Fiorentina. You expect Atalanta to be a little bit shorter here, but their last home game saw them draw 0-0 against Bologna. They'll be looking for a bounce back here in this game, but they haven't been their prolific selves this season. So looking at what Atalanta have done, and this wouldn't be a bet that I would be recommending under previous years, I think you could tack on under 4.5 goals here to get this one to plus money at 6-5, because I don't see Atalanta from the Atalanta team I've seen so far this season being involved in a game where there are 4 or 5 goals. So I think Atalanta and under 4.5 goals here will be safe, but I do think Atalanta win this game. 4 of the last 5 Atalanta home league games have featured fewer than 4 goals, and 10 of the last 15 Fiorentina away Serie A games have featured fewer than 4 goals. Atalanta come into this having kept clean sheets in 4 of the last 5 home league games. So weirdly, it's scoring that seems to be the issue at the moment, which is why they had that 0-0 game against Bologna. But I think that they will find a way here to win this game. I think they'll benefit from the international break. They're not a team that have a whole host of internationals with their entire squad going away on international duty, much more than they used to have, because Atalanta, of course, are a massively improved team. But they do seem to be struggling with the pressure of being real title contenders. But I don't think they're going to drop points to Bologna and then drop points to Fiorentina in their next game. So I don't see them dropping points in back-to-back games. And I think Atalanta will pick up the win here. My strong lean here will be for them on the money line, but I will tack on under 4.5 goals here because I think it gives you more value here at 6-5 plus 120. And the statistical data says that Atalanta will not be involved in a game with 4 or 5 goals all of a sudden based on what they've done so far this season, and also based on the opposition with Fiorentina being involved in low scoring away days so far. Up next, we move on to Sunday morning, and we're looking at Sampdoria at home to Inter Milan. Sampdoria here available at 4-1. It's 14-5 the draw, and it's 4-6 here on Inter. The simplest thing to do here is just to take Inter Milan on the money line. It's not something you want to overthink. I think there is value there at 4-6 minus 150, given that Inter have won 18 of the last 21 Serie A matches, and it doesn't look like they've been overly fazed, surprisingly, by the loss of Romelu Lukaku. The Sampdoria team have failed to score a league goal in 2 matches so far this season, with 1 draw and 1 loss, and not a single goal for Sampdoria so far. Sampdoria have conceded 33 goals in their last 22 home league games. That's an average of conceding 1.5 goals per game here at home Inter Milan defend very, very well. If they can score two goals in this game, I think it's going to be very difficult for Sampdoria to get something from it. I think this price is really good, and I'm going to take Inter Milan to win this game at 4-6 minus 150 here in this Sunday morning kickoff. This is at 11:30 a.m. in Italy, so that's going to be, 11:30 a.m. here in the UK, so that's going to be 6:30 a.m. East. Don't think anybody is going to be getting up for this one, especially in the West Coast, so make sure you get your bets down early. Get Inter Milan here at 4-6 minus 150 to win this one on Sunday. Up next, we have a whole host of 2 o'clock kickoffs here on Sunday, beginning with Cagliari at home to Genoa, where Cagliari are available here at 11-10. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's also 23-10 here on Genoa. I think this match will be a low scoring affair. I've picked out under 2.5 goals here at plus money at evens. 8 of the last 12 Cagliari home Serie A matches have actually featured fewer than 3 goals in them. Also, 5 of the last 6 meetings between these two clubs have featured fewer than 3 goals. So I don't see how all of a sudden we get 3 or 4 goals here in this one. I don't know why we're getting the under at plus money, but while we can, I would take it. I think this is going to be a low scoring game. I would probably lean towards a 1-1 draw, which individually is available at 6-1 here. So under 2.5 goals here for this game. Up next, we'll look at a game here between Spezia and Udinese, where Spezia are available here at 21-10. It's 23-10 on the draw, and Udinese are the 6-5 favourites. Found some really interesting data here for this one. My lean for this game would be both teams to score, which is surprisingly available here at 3-4. I also like the over 2.5 goals, which is also surprisingly available at the underdog price of even money. The reason why I say all of these things are surprising is because Spezia have not kept a clean sheet for 19 games. They've seen more than 2.5 goals scored in 7 out of their last 7, and both teams have scored in 8 of the last 8. Udinese have seen more than 2.5 goals in 8 of their last 9, and they've seen both teams score in 7 out of the last 9 games. So I have a strong lean here on goals. My strongest lean is going to be on both teams to score, but I also like over 2.5 goals, and you can even tack on both of those two together to get yourself plus money here for this one. Up next, we look at Torino versus Salernitana, where Torino available here at 4-6. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 9-2 here on Salernitana. For me, this is just a straight fade against Salernitana. I think they are really going to struggle here in the league this season. Their first two games have seen them lose both. They lost 3-2 Bologna, a game they were ahead in, and they've just lost 4-0 at home to Jose Mourinho's AS Roma, which isn't really a embarrassing result when you consider that Roma have spent a lot of money and Salernitana have just come up. But it doesn't bode well here for them staying in the league this season. Torino themselves have also had 2 defeats to start the season, so they will really be desperate to win this one. But they've only narrowly lost. They've lost 2-1 at home to Atalanta in a game where they dominated large periods of that game, were only beaten by a stoppage time winner. And then last time out, they lost away to Fiorentina, where Fiorentina ended up winning the game by 2-1. So 2-1 defeats, certainly not as bad as what Salernitana have done this season. And Torino will be looking at this as a bounce back. Everybody this season will be looking to win their games against Salernitana, especially at home. So I expect Torino to do that here in this one. So Torino at 4-6 minus 150 on the money line to beat Salernitana here in this one. Up next, another big game here on the Serie A slate. It's AC Milan here against Lazio. AC Milan here are the even money favourites to win this game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 21-10 here on Lazio. AC Milan are obviously a legendary Italian team, and they're back where they belong in the Champions League after being pretty poor for about a decade and a half. But the bookies don't necessarily think that this is a resurgence, because AC Milan are still priced up here at plus money more often than not to win certain home games, and they are overperforming at those odds. When Milan are at odds here, let's say of 11 to 10 plus money, I know it quoted it at evens, but it is available here at 11 to 10 from where I found this data. They are overperforming at that number. Milan are expected to win at 47% if you look at that 11 to 10 number, but this team are actually winning 64% of matches at those odds. So they are overperforming and are further ahead than where the books think they are, because the books don't think still that this is a totally established team that are back where they belong. And that's probably right, because they don't have the personnel there at the moment. I don't think they're going to be Serie A contenders, but they just continue to win. They come into this game with three wins out of their last three. They've got no losses in four. Lazio, though, come into this with no losses in seven. However, they haven't kept a clean sheet in three games, and have seen both teams score in five of the last six games. And that, I think, will be my narrow lean here in this one. I do think there's a possibility that this game could be a draw, but then once again, I will be doing what people normally do, which is underestimate AC Milan. So I'm going to steer clear of the result, and I'm going to continue to ride the both teams to score trend with the Lazio games. That one is available here at 3-5. Given the data that I just gave out, I think there's definite value here. So that's going to be my play here for this one, which is probably on paper the second biggest game in Italy this week. The final game I'm going to look at here is Roma at home to Sassuolo, where Roma are available here at 8-13 to win this game. It's 16-5 here on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Sassuolo. I expect Roma to continue winning here. They are the current league leaders. They have made a very, very hot start to the season, and I think they will beat this Sassuolo team. Sassuolo aren't a very good underdog. They're given a 20% chance of winning this game, but actually at these odds, they only win 1% of their matches. So I don't think there's much danger here of an away win. It's difficult to go against Jose Mourinho's side at the moment, especially coming off that 4-0 away win against Salernitana, although Salernitana are probably the worst team in Serie A this season. Roma now coming to this off the back of 5 wins in a row. They've seen more than 2.5 goals in 7 out of their last 7 games. So people say Jose Mourinho is a boring manager. He certainly doesn't look boring so far in his spell at Roma. So I think that could continue. Sassuolo are also an attacking team, so I definitely like there to be goals in this one. I like over 2.5 goals. And so do the bookies, though, because that's at a very short price of 11 to 20. In that instance, I would prefer to make my main play here, Roma, to win this game, stay top of the table, and continue their 100% record under Jose Mourinho. So Roma on the money line here will be my play here for this one. Before we close out with a lock, I am aware that I haven't covered the first game on Saturday. That's simply because I know when the show goes out. The EPL show goes out first. Scommessa Italia goes out second. So I'm not sure that this podcast will even go out in time for that game. But just in case you're wondering, I like Empoli on the money line here against Venezia at 4-5. I think that Empoli are going to build off that win away to Juve. I think it'll be very, very disappointing for them if they don't. So that's going to be my very quick play on the 2:00 kickoff UK time on Saturday for Empoli versus Venezia. So closing out with my lock here on the show, I am very torn between two sides that have 100% records going into this weekend. One is the champions, Inter Milan. The other one is Jose Mourinho's AS Roma. I'm going to take Inter Milan because it is the bigger price. Inter Milan here at 4-6, minus 150 to win this game against Sampdoria. They just look like they're not fazed by Romelu Lukaku leaving, and that's very, very surprising for me. So that means that they buy in to the new manager, and that's definitely a good sign. Obviously, they've still maintained plenty of well-cast players here. So it's not like Simone Inzaghi has a poor slate of players to choose from, and it's almost guaranteed that they're not going to win the league. I think that the start they've made, they should be reinstalled as favourites, because obviously they've shown that they can cope without Romelu Lukaku. Edin Dzeko, despite being 35, I don't think that means as much these days. If you look at Cristiano Ronaldo going to Manchester United and the things he does to keep his body in shape, even at 36 years old, that's like buying a 30-year-old. And I don't think even with the goals in the clock that Dzeko is your normal 35-year-old. So I still think he can do a job for him. This is still a solid back line that don't concede goals. This is still a team that started with a 100% record. It's still a team with 18 wins in their last 21s. And if you look at their opponents, 33 goals conceded in their last 22 home games. And they failed to score a league goal this season. I don't see how they compete despite being here at home. I think this could be another win for Inter Milan, who so far this season have notched up 7 goals in their first 2 games and have only conceded 1. And I think they continue winning here. So your lock here for this edition of Scommessa Italia will be Inter Milan on the money line. That's available at 4-6 minus 150. So that's it for Scommessa Italia. Don't forget to check out the EPL show as well. There's not too much on Cristiano Ronaldo there, but there is an entire Cristiano Ronaldo special that you can catch up with that was released a couple of weeks ago. And of course, the Champions League future show is out now. I will be back on Monday looking at Champions League match day 1. But please make sure you listen to that Champions League future show. You have been given a week with the intention of giving you guys enough time to listen to those futures leans and make your bets appropriately. But to get all of my official plays, make sure you head over to my website, which is, of course, lockbetting.com. That's it for me, guys. Good luck with all of your bets, as always. And thanks for listening.